All right. We're just going to go ahead and just get started. I think a few people are upstairs. While we're... Turn this off. While that goes off, just to give you guys a couple things. So we're going to be breaking... Yeah, we're going to be breaking at 12 o'clock for lunch. I'm back in here at 1, just to kind of give you a good feel of where we're going to go in. But the beginning of today, so Sean Casey, I don't know if you guys know who Sean Casey is. He's actually my next-door neighbor, literally. He lives really close to me. And so he'll be here later, too. So he's going to be talking, he's going to be coming in and showing you guys his funnel. When he found out what I was doing with solo ads, he started getting into solo ads, too. And just to guys give you a, is anybody in here like really don't know who I am? I mean, it's fine if you don't, but all right. So I've been online since 1999. I've been around for a while in this internet community. And probably, you know, I started building my list in 2003, made my first million in 2003 online. And since then, I've made millions upon millions of dollars online. And this year, actually, end of last year is when I got really started in solo ads. And buying like crazy, and actually now it's my only traffic source. We actually spend up to $250,000 a month on solo ads alone. This month alone, in solo ad buying, I think we bought from 311 different providers just this month. So we've got a lot of data on different people with you buy. I'm very big into tracking information. So when I say tracking information, is like we really track a lot of stuff. And so the cool thing is I'm going to show you guys, I'm actually going to show you guys our tracking data, like how we track, what we do to track all this stuff. But I'm also going to give you guys I rate and grade them. I'm going to show you how I rate them, how I grade them, and guys, give you guys my like data so that it'll allow you guys to bypass any of the stuff that, you know, I go through to do it. So, but I'll go through my whole process of doing it. So exactly how to do it. And the whole intention of today is to really talk about to really get in depth into, I mean, that the whole conversation is around solo ads, in a sense. However, solo ads, and then also monetizing it so you can get to, you know, so you can actually, I mean, what's better than investing a dollar into getting the solo ad going is making that dollar back really quickly. So, and that's one of the biggest things, because if you can get it to be almost free, then, I mean, it's a game you can just keep on playing all day long. And so how to make it actually happen immediately is one of the things, and actually I'll share with you guys some data based on solo ads, how I can turn a $100,000 investment into $2.5 million, so in less than, or in 52 weeks. So, when it comes to this stuff, I've made a lot of money, and I know how to make stuff happen, but we're going to go more basic, I mean, not basic, but we're going to go from the beginning to the end of, you know, the more we go, the more advanced we're going to get. So before we get going, what I'd like to do is if we could go around the room and basically if you could just kind of state your name. I don't want long stories, but I want to know, state your name and kind of your experience on the internet, if you have any, and what's your experience specifically with solo ads. So just so I get a good feel of who's here, and if there's, you know, anything that you kind of, you know, it has to be revolving around solo ads. Is there anything that you'd like to get, you know, walk away with when you walk in this door regarding solo ads? You know, state that. So I'm just going to write it down just so we're clear. So it's really just quick, your name. If you want to tell people where you're from, you're fine with that. I'm fine with that. But also, you know, internet experience. And then one last thing is, you know, if there's anything that you came here that you really would like to get before you leave. So what you'd like to get before you leave. So those three things, and I can't spell, so don't worry about it. My grammar sucks anyway, too. So, but name, from, your internet experience, and then what you'd like to get before you leave. And if we can go around the room, it'll start and just wrap around. So give me a good feel who's all here. Go ahead. We're starting with you, Wayne.
Hi, I'm Wayne Jun. I'm doing affiliate marketing for about a couple of years now. Haven't had much success with solo ads. So what I want is a source that is a bona fide boots, I guess.
Good. Do you need this?
My name's Phil. I'm involved in the internet for on behalf of my clients from a marketing perspective. I do quite a lot of online advertising, but do not use solo ads, so I want to really sort of start from the ground upwards and learn it for them, and also learn it for myself so that I can generate some income.
Cool.
Hi, my name's Jo. I'm from Richmond, Southwest London. Been playing around the internet for about 4 years, had sort of mixed success from local business marketing, got some success through Facebook, advertising, Amazon, eBay, things like that. Just dabbling in all things, but not really successful with solo ads, so I really want to explain that.
Cool.
My name is Richard. I live in Southwest London as well. You know, my internet experience is not massive. I haven't made money really from internet work. I've been mostly building my value in what I deliver over my coaching. So I'm really here to learn from that from the ground up. Just want something really easy to implement.
Yep.
Hey everyone, my name is Richard Lake. Been full-time actually for about 6 years now online, using solo ads for a couple of years. Really looking for a way to take what I know and be able to scale what I do to take it to another level.
Cool. Yeah, that's one thing I'm going to share with you guys too, is because we do, I actually don't buy them. I have somebody that does it for me. Actually, this is kind of weird for me actually putting on an event and I have to run around and do the shit like I'm sweating my ass off. Like, this is weird as shit. Thanks.
I'm John Rodney. From Southwark. I've got very little internet experience. Solo ads, I just thought, well, if I can start with one thing that I can get to work, great. So I might be a bit slow in understanding stuff, but hopefully I'll take a lot out today.
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm a partner in a business that helps small businesses with online marketing. And really, with all the problems we've been having with Google, we're looking for sources that are reliable and effective, and also ones that we can use for our own affiliate marketing as well.
Yeah.
I'm David from Southwest London. I've been on the internet now for about 4 years. I'm a full-time internet marketer. I only do email marketing.
I'm Neil. I've been on the internet for a couple of years now. I've come out of solo ads because I've not used solo ads before. So I'd like to know to use them without wasting a lot of money.
Hi everybody, I'm
Nellie
Diamond, social media marketing and affiliate marketing. I have got some experience with credit mail and solo ads. Quite a lot of the credit mail companies do solo ads, but clearly it's a very big subject and I'm here to learn what Matt knows very well.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Natalia. I haven't got much experience yet at all. I was invited, so here I am.
Hi, I'm Dins. I'm very interested in mobile internet marketing. That's my focus, affiliate marketing in particular. I've got no experience with solo ads, so this is a total learning curve.
I'm Tom from Southwest London as well, been part-time online 3 or 4 years, looking forward to two things today. One is to look at using solo ads to drive my own traffic to my own offers and funnels, and the second one to look at it as a kind of an additional income stream as a secondary business.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Ian. I've been struggling with internet marketing for 4 or 5 years now, not making much progress, and I'm interested in solo ads as a way of getting traffic, getting leads, making sales.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm John Kennedy. I'm an internet marketer. I'm currently putting a sales funnel together for a network marketing business, so the timing is perfect. And I just want to know a bit more about solo ads and really the providers that Matt uses, because I've spent and wasted a lot of money on solo ads.
We all have. I mean, I have.
Hi, everyone. I'm Robert. I'm from Manchester. Just moved to London. I do SEO for small and medium-sized businesses, and I know nothing about solo ads, so I'm going to have to go right from the start with me.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Leah Smith. I currently build software with Giovanna Samar. She's my business partner, and so we're looking at this as a way to drive traffic and build sales. And I don't know anything about solo ads, really.
All right. So. Cool.
London, living in Spain now. I'm an applied consultancy there, but 3 years ago, we started building mobile marketing platforms, which offered a white label basis into the internet marketing community. Looking about away from the launch model, so we drive constant traffic to those offers and scale this up.
Awesome.
I'm Colin from Manchester. I'm new to internet marketing.
Yeah.
Just want to know what it's all about there and all about.
Awesome.
Hey, I'm Holmes from Manchester. I'm just started with internet and I just wanted to build my list using SolarWise.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you guys want to go or no?
Hey, I'm Anne Marie from Manchester Brunner and I've been doing internet marketing for about 4 months now. And Matt's been giving us lots of information and we'll learn a bit more about SolarWise from him today.
Cool. So, Brian, you're not getting up?
Yeah.
All right, we're good. So basically, just to let you guys know, I mean, one of the biggest things, because when if anybody knows anything about me when it comes to internet marketing, is the one thing is that, I mean, he mentioned something about launch model, launches and doing things like that. To me, that's just bonuses. You know, affiliates to me are just bonuses. So anytime that I make money, I mean, I've done huge launches online. I mean, I hold the gravity record on ClickBank. You know, I broke over 2,000 gravity on ClickBank, you know, within 7 days. You know, that means I had over 2,000 affiliates make sales for me. You know, I mean, I've done huge launches over the years and stuff like that. But the funny thing is most people don't realize that, to me, that's just bonuses. So, you know, all affiliate stuff that I do is also bonuses because, you know, I want everything I do in my business is always going to be, I want to keep myself self-sufficient so I don't have to worry about anybody else. And so I always look for traffic sources and stuff like that to make things happen. When I realized I could just pay people to mail for me, it just made sense. And then I had to figure out how to make it work. So, and then I had to figure out how to, so that I didn't actually have to do it. So I'll actually share with you guys. Some of you guys are at different levels, and some of you guys want to really bring this on a mass scale. I'll show you how I do it. We actually buy, like I said, we buy up to $250,000 a month on SolarWise. So, but I have a whole process that we do. We rate and grade. And the reason I've created my rating and grading system is so that it was really an idea so that I can actually outsource the whole thing out to the Philippines. It was like, how can I get the Philippines to go and be able to make the proper decisions to be able to pick the next person to go to? So anyway, how I do things in my office, just to kind of give you guys, you know, I usually do something first, figure out, I kind of master that skill, and then I hand it to somebody in my office, have them master that skill, and then I have them go to our outsourcing team, and then actually they're the ones working with their outsourcing team, and if I have to ever walk back in the picture, I know what, you know, how to, the conversations and stuff like that. So the good thing is you guys can take it to a massive scale, you can take it to a small scale, you can do this stuff yourself. I like to, you know, do it that process I just talked about, where I do it once or do it, you know, for a while, master it, hand it off, they master it, and then usually outsource it. So we haven't got to the outsourcing section yet, just because I'm still kind of, it's kind of like even outsourcing pushing send on my emails. I just haven't done that one yet. I can keep it in-house. We have somebody else do it. Like, I don't even push in my emails, but that's just, you know, we're about to actually start moving over to, especially with our monthlies, which I'll talk to you guys about how we go through the process of doing that. So, you know, the basic things when it comes to SolarWise, just so you guys know, or anything. I mean, solo ads are pretty simple. It's not that, I mean, the whole concept and the conceptual thing, if you don't know anything about it, it's really, really simple. Somebody's got an email list, we pay them money, and we're buying clicks. It's, I mean, in clicks through the email. So they're going to send an email, we usually typically pay for a click. Now, one thing that most people don't understand, and I'm going to tell you guys something that, because I'm around a lot of guys in the industry and everything else like that, when I first started in this business, solo ads, that wasn't the way solo ads worked. Solo ads were totally different. If you guys understand the history, you'll actually probably get to see the future. And that's where most people kind of make their biggest mistakes when they see stuff. So I want to give you guys a clear indication to understand that I'm going to talk about how they are today. However, I want you to understand how they're going to be tomorrow, because I truly believe that it's going to be there's a shift coming, and we're not going to probably see it this year. We'll probably see it more or less will get probably started this year. It might be starting right now, but it'll really become more mass market. Maybe next year, or maybe, you know, soon it will come. But we can't bet on that, because now is the best time to get started doing it. And then, you know, once that does happen, just know it's going to happen. And what I'm talking about is when basically all we're doing is basically we pay people to mail. Now, before, when I first started solo ads, actually, I think I was buying solo ads different in one of my companies in Florida back in probably like 2003, 2004. buying back then had nothing to do with the way it is buying today. Back then was, we looked at how many subscribers you had in your list. You know, you said, hey, I got, you know, 100,000 subscribers. Okay, no problem. I'll give you $1,000 or $2,000 to mail, send this email. And so basically it was like that. Today we moved to from basically you pay per subscriber, how many subscribers are on somebody's list. It's basically they send it out, whatever happens, happens. Today we moved to a point where it's basically you pay somebody for how many clicks they can send. So they can send X amount of clicks and we're paying per click, and I'll share with you that. But it's also moved to, it's going to move soon, and there might be some vendors out there doing it now and stuff like that, but it's not mass. But they're actually going to start doing, instead of paying per click, I believe it's going to start moving to pay per subscriber. So it's going to move to more of a pay per subscriber basis. And I can't say it's going to happen tomorrow or anything else like that, but it's one of the, to me, it's one of the biggest list building methods that there is out there. And some people are getting really smart about it. I'm trying to figure it out too. It'd be much easier for me, especially because I use solo ads to really build my list. It'd be much easier to just, instead of paying per click, paying per subscriber. But it's not 100% there yet. There's a few people I know that possibly could do it, but I'm not really playing with them at this moment. So just so you know, the basis of everything that we're talking about is people were paying people to send an email and going out. There are some tricks that I've learned when it comes to solo ads that I will tell you that even a lot of the, you know, especially depending on where you come from, Sean Casey was doing some solo ads, and I grilled him on he was making a huge mistake, and it's one little mistake you can make that will just blow through your cash really quickly. So I'll share with you guys that. But when it comes to solo ads, like I said, is we're paying people to mail for us. But the question is for you guys, and the one thing that hit me when you guys are going around the room, like, where do you guys intend to actually, you know, to mail to? I typically mail all of my when I buy solo ads, I'm driving my traffic to opt-in pages and then monetizing it from there. So. That's one thing that I think is the best thing. I think it's the biggest lead suck in the world, and that's what I do. Is I do it to suck traffic, suck subscribers off the internet. And so let me just share with you what I do before we get into like going out and buying them. You need to have a place to send them to. I personally believe the best thing to ever do is to send them to an opt-in page and then, you know, suck them off their list, get them on your list, and then monetize it as fast as you can. So just so you know, I'll kind of show with you I'll draw out how I do it and where I send them to, because before we talk about it, I really would like you guys to kind of get a feel of what I send it to. Later after lunch, Sean's going to actually show it what he sends it to. Now, of course, whenever some of you guys are more experienced than others, but of course you want to have something where you can bribe them to take some kind of action on the next page. On mine, it's everybody's going to have different things. Sean actually gives away software, gives away a free piece of software for people to download. I give away free reports. I still do, and it still works for me. And I'm able to, every person that I'm actually going to give you guys later, because I do have a list of people, every person I'm going to give you guys later, I will tell you actually has allowed my model to work. We've had a few people say no because they didn't like the way I was doing it. However, this is the way I do it, and I'm not going to deal with somebody that won't let me do it. And let me just share with you guys how I do it. So, basically what I always am doing is dropping people to an opt-in page. So basically whenever I'm buying the solo ad traffic, I'm dropping them to an opt-in page. I'm giving away a free report, I'm giving away free reports. As soon as I drop them here instantly, because I promise I'm going to give them a free report, I use something. It's one little thing that I do on there. I give them, I send them to a page that's I can give you guys a script or we can email it to you guys later, but I just use a meta refresh. If some of you guys will know what I just said, but I'll use a meta refresh, a 3-second meta refresh on this page. So as soon as I'm driving the traffic in, sending to the opt-in page, and basically it's 3-second, and it's a 3-second delay. And on this page right here, it specifically says, hey, you know, your free report will be coming in your email box. You know, go check it. And the reason I'm doing this way, so I'm driving the traffic in, driving to the free report, or driving them to, they think they're going to get the free report. I tell them they're going to get it in their email box, And at that moment is when I drop them on an offer so that I can monetize them as quickly as possible. So I drop them on an offer. The offer that I sell, everybody will tell you different ranges that work. I have some guys out there telling me $9, this and this and this. My offer is a $47 offer. So I drop my traffic to a $47 offer because my whole thought is if I can go out, and I'll show you actually even the funnel in this, which is sick what we're doing because we actually make more money than I spend with some of my providers. So basically I'm driving my traffic to an opt-in page. Now then I send them to it's a quick redirect. So all of a sudden they go there. They read whatever it says, and it automatically redirects it. It's a meta refresh redirect or whatever, or meta refresh. Within 3 seconds, it just tells them, go check your email box or whatever we promised you is going to be provided. At that moment, we send them to a $47 offer, so I can monetize them from there. Now, this funnel right here, I just want to share with you, which is really, it's kind of cool what we're doing. So what we have, now I don't know if you guys remember, I did a launch a long time ago called Mass Money Makers, and Mass Money Makers was a launch. We broke ClickBank gravity record. And during that, we actually found a funnel. We actually ran, well, if I actually told you the price, then you would know. But we ran a lot of money through the funnel. So this is well tested. Since that date, I mean, I probably have over $15 million have gone through this funnel. We've already proven this funnel process to work. So I'll just share with you what it was. So it was a $47 offer. In Math Money Makers, because I'm a big split tester, you can go in my accounts and all my HyperTracker, I use HyperTracker, but all my tracking accounts, you can see all my split testing. But we tested like $37, $47 and all these different price points. We found that there was no difference in change except for the amount of profits we make. So with $37, $47. So typically I run a $47 offer. So I drive my traffic in from solo ads to a meta redirect, automatically redirects them to my $47 offer. From there, I send them to a $297 offer. So basically, if the person buys, I have a $297 offer. Underneath that $297 offer, that's if they say no. So if a person comes in, they say, you know, they buy this, they won't see this. But if they say no, we have a downsell of $197 offer. So there's a $197 offer that's a downsell. Now, whether that person says yes or no here, or if they say yes here, they're actually landing on a $97 offer for it. Now, I want to be clear that all my offers make sense with it, and it's logical for somebody to buy, and it's not that they don't need them in order to make my thing work, but it is good to kind of give them a big advantage. So it's 47. So if they just keep on buying, the OTO process is 47, $297, and then a 97, and then from there, I actually added an extra piece to it, and I threw this in there just for shits and giggles, and it actually works, and I sell a $497 offer. When I pop one of those, of course, I pretty much pay for pay for a lot of my solo ads. A lot of times, I am paying for it immediately, but I have a $497 offer. From there. So, actually, I screwed up. This is a $197 here, and there's a downsell to $97. I'm 100% correct there. Sorry. But that's how it pretty much looks when I am going through the thing. So if somebody comes in, they purchase, they're going to see 1, 2, 3, if they keep on buying. Actually, even if it doesn't matter, because I actually have, if you leave or whatever, so you're going to see all these offers. So if somebody does come in and just it takes anything, pretty much, I mean, I'm making my money back really quickly on these solo ads because my whole goal is, the whole goal of business is, you know, spend a dollar, make $2. So that's my whole deal whenever I am doing it. So I have this process set up on there. This is actually what I use. I'll just kind of share with you. My thing is I know most of the list out there, and most of the list I'm going after are in the internet marketing community. I know a couple facts that I do know when it comes to the internet marketing community is the fact that in the internet marketing community, 90%, you guys are in like the top, you know, like you guys being here, this is more what I call a pure event. You guys being here, you guys are probably in the top 10% of internet marketing, you know. I mean, even in internet marketing communities or even on lists, If you look at everybody's list pretty much out there, whether they believe it or not, it was funny, I was listening to Kern last night, and I was like, yeah, he totally swayed those survey results. But I know how to, you can manipulate survey results pretty well, and he did. And the reason being is because, and the reason I say that is because I don't care whose list it is, typically what you'll really find is 90% of the people on people's list are pretty much newbies when it comes to internet marketing. 10% is going to be not newbies unless you're really, really targeted, from it. But if you're going after mass, especially in the mass market, if we looked at it from that way, you're looking at a 90% newbies perspective. And with that being said, it kind of made more sense for me to focus on more of a newbie focus at the beginning. So I do have, my reports are more for getting started online or something like that to make them get started online. And that's kind of one of mine. I have another one on traffic, specifically on traffic. The more mass market you make your front end, the less it's going to cost you to acquire that lead or acquire the people that come through. However, so this was my front end offer on mine is basically a report on how to make money online, very more specific, general report. From there, I sent them through this process. This is actually interesting enough. It's actually under. This is actually a thing I have called Undercover Commissions, which is a traffic-related product. Interesting enough, I actually just switch out different products to see which one is working. This is the biggest take rate that I have. Had the highest CPCs with all my affiliates, and for some reason, so I didn't actually create. Sean, what you're going to see later is Sean actually went in and really thought very hard from the back end, building out his funnel. I really just sat there and just kept on throwing in my offers, trying to figure out which one was actually going to pull the most or which one brought me in the most money, and that's actually what I ended up with, was one of my products. That's how I ended up doing it. Sean took a totally different aspect of it. Sean is a big CPA guy. He looked at his old model of how he was running, buying, doing it in CPA world, and he built from there. So he's going to show you his funnel. But this $497, which I did when mine was, so this was a free report on how to make money online. This is a $447 offer called Undercover Commissions, which is more of a blind. It is more of a blinder offer, but it's about traffic. And the one thing I know about newbies is, especially my target market here, is basically they love traffic. Even though they don't have any place to send traffic to, they still want to buy traffic. So it just doesn't make sense to me, but it's true. And my $297 offer is basically a done for you. I give them 10 websites done for you. And then my downsell is pretty easy. I take away 5 of the websites. I say, well, I'll tell you what, $297 might be too much for you. That's fine. So therefore, I'll take away 5 of these websites, and I'll give it to you for $197. So basically, this is a 5 website done for you. This is actually 10 websites done for you. And actually, I just realized we actually have one more downsell here. That's for this this is right now. So now we actually have one more, and actually I sell for $97, and this one's 3 done-for-you websites. So I'm like, fine, if you didn't want all that, maybe that's all too much for you, but I'll give you 3 done-for-you websites. So that's exactly how it works. So now the next one, this is basically, I think this is a bunch of, this is something. I can't remember exactly how I have this, but I know it's something that just makes more sense for whatever they're buying here. And this $497 thing, which is kind of crazy, it's actually just a bunch. What I did was I took a bunch of PLR stuff, thousands and thousands of done-for-you websites, and just threw them onto a thumb drive or a jump drive, and then actually sell that for $497 and then ship it to them. People buy that thing all day long, and it's the secret jump drive. It's the same one I have in my vault, which is actually true, but it's all PLR done-for-you stuff, which is basically my wife's instructions is, hey, look, if I leave, give the team these because I can't be writing copy anymore, and that's actually the truth. I really do have a thing of best PLR stuff I put together. I just made a copy of my personal one and just sell it like crazy because I figured, hell, nobody's going to probably use them anyway because nobody does shit that buys stuff, so which is true. They don't. So basically, I give those away there, and this is about 1,000, 1,200 different website, different PLR products. It's when I say a thumb drive, it's a 100 gigs or something. It's so huge. It cost me money to do it. It cost me $100 just to get the damn thing and to insert stuff in there. So it's not like you know, just the hard cost alone. That's what this is. So that's what I send my stuff to. Looks weird. Actually, now looking at it, look, this is kind of scary for a customer to go through, but this is really what happens. Now, I want to be clear on another thing, too, because me, you know, my whole thing is, and actually, when I look at my when I look at my different funnels, I look at things a different, totally different way. And when I'm looking at, when I'm building stuff, I look at where am I losing, you know, where could I possibly be losing money, you know, and I look for money leaks, actually, is what I actually call it. So I'm always looking for money leaks, and I'm always looking for traffic leaks. So if I'm driving traffic, especially if we're buying traffic, online, you know, specifically, I don't care what it is. I mean, any time that I'm ever buying traffic, I'm always looking for a traffic leak or a money leak. So where's my traffic leak? Where's my money leak? Well, looking at this, and let's take the whole back end away. Does everybody get this so far, kind of how we're doing this? You had a question.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, do you handle your mobile traffic different from the
regular PC traffic? Yeah, see, I'm like from 1999. and I will, yes. I've been looking into this whole mobile idea. I'm not shitting you, actually. So, yeah, like, I am so unmobile friendly right now. Like, that's probably, I'm probably pissing a lot of money away. But, yeah, so the answer is, at this moment, I'm not a mobile guru. I don't know anything about it. If some of you guys are in this super internet, are you in that super internet thing? There's a thing online. Yeah, on the Facebook group. Yeah. I was in there the other day, like, how the hell do I get my videos to actually work on mobile? So, like, yeah, dude, I really am not good at that shit. Because think about this, this is the email. I guess it is moving that way, but I really am not, like, don't ask me mobile shit, because I don't know right now. I need to be schooled. somebody just taught me about this thing called Facebook. Like, and I really just moved from ICQ over to this thing called Skype. So I'm learning the Skype thing. But I do know how to make money, right? So, like, I'm actually not shitting you. When I got started, I started off with ICQ. Like, that's how we talk back and forth. A lot of the guys, like Dice, I mean, a lot of us, a lot of the internet guys. And then I remember when Skype, literally this year, I just moved to Skype. I'm not shitting you. I hate that thing. But I will tell you, when it does come to the solo ad providers, you will find that some solo ad providers like to communicate via Skype. So I had to freaking move over to them. And actually, because of buying it, because I've been fighting it forever. I had the account. I just never really used it. But actually, my assistant uses it. So if you actually go on there and try to talk to me, you're really talking to my assistant. And actually, if you try to talk to me on Facebook, you're really talking to my assistant. So just don't talk to me, because I don't want to talk to you. kidding. But does everybody get this? Like, I mean, just kind of the whole, I mean, the concept I want you to get, and Sean's going to go more in depth than his and really be breaking down, showing you what he's doing and how he's doing it, giving you his numbers and everything else. But what's most important right now is the concept I want you guys to really take away is the fact that, you know, if you're going to be spending money to get traffic, you got to be monetizing that traffic as fast as you can. I mean, for every dollar your goal should be for every dollar you spend, you should get $2 back immediately. That would be great. Now, I will tell you, that's in a reality, that's not always going to happen with solo app providers. However, I am my personal, because I do actually have done buying stuff in CPA, the world, I'm fine. If I can make my cash back within net 30 from buying traffic, I'm fine. And net 30, just so you know, for those who don't know what that means, it means 30 days after I pay the money and they come to my page. If I can get my money back within 30 days, I'm fine. And that's usually the number that I'm looking for, is about net 30. However, with this and with the right solo ad providers, it's net one, or not even that, it's net 2 seconds, you know. So the cool thing is, but I mean, I am personally fine at net 30, meaning 30 days later, I'm fine to put out money out there to, you know, get it back in 30 days as much as possible. And that's just to replacing the income or replacing the money that I put out. Because the other thing is, which is funny, because actually I make a lot more than that from it, because now I'm collecting the lead and I'm able to, you know, market to the lead and do everything else and make a lot more money from it. But if I can get my initial investment back within 30 days, I can do that all day long. It's not a problem with me. And it's actually just, you know, a quick payment on my American Express, you know, and I leverage my accounts really big too. So my credit card accounts. I'm driving my wife nuts right now because, you know, I gave a, like, I just bought cards for people in my office to go buy solo ads, and you know, so they're my American Express keeps on rising, but it's fine. So this is kind of the back end. But what I want to do is I want you guys to understand something and show you guys something. When I was talking about money leaks and looking at different things, that's where in a sense I can control the money leak. However, I believe that, you know, if I'm going to drive traffic to an opt-in page. And so I'm driving traffic to opt-in page. I'm going to get that subscriber. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking at, in my neighborhood where I live, you know, well, whatever, we don't, in America, you know, people have basements. I don't have a basement. I have called terrace level. But down there I have my own theater. It's actually about this, looks like this room in a sense. So this is like, and I have like, you know, the stairs up, and I actually work on a screen like this and, you know, everything else in my house. But the reason is I have one of these whiteboards in my basement, actually sitting right about here, and I map out a lot of stuff that I'm doing, and I sit back and I stare at it, and I say, okay, you know, here's what I'm doing. Where's the money leaks? Where are the traffic leaks? And so if I'm looking at an opt-in page, now and I don't want to make a blanket statement here, but I'm going to, is let's just say the average opt-in page does 30%, right? So the average opt-in page does 30%. So let's just say this thing does, you know, 30% conversion, 30% of the people are coming in are going to the page. Well, then you got to ask yourself, like to me, asking these questions really started from doing, when I was doing launches and people were promoting my stuff, I said, you know, if an average website, a sales letter, is doing 2%, what the hell are we doing with the 98%? You know, the same thing here. If the average opt-in page is doing 30%, what the hell are we doing with the other 70%? So when I'm doing it, typically what I'll do is I will, and I don't care if you're anti this, I'm just saying you're buying traffic, you need to extract as much as you can. What I'll do is I set up another pop-up. Exit pop. So if the traffic exit, I've got 70% of the traffic, let's just say, coming to another page, you know, from here. So 30% are opting in, getting on my list. Then I've got, what's going to happen to 70%? Well, I actually put an exit pop on that page to making it happen. And then what I do is, so that's able to take the 70%. So let's just say, and actually these are really true numbers, I have a higher rate than that, but let's just say it was doing 30% here. Well, I probably, if I did add something like this, I could pick up 10% of the people here coming through. Now remember, these 10% are going back through my funnel process, and what I say is, and I'm okay with two pop-ups, and I'll just tell you, I've gotten away with this with over 311 people this year, this month alone, so you can get away with this too. So what I do is I say, you know what, fuck it, pardon my language, but, you know, because I'm paying for this traffic and I want to be able to get the people, if somebody goes to my opt-in page, they leave the opt-in page, I exit pop them to the next one, and then what I'll do is I was like, screw it, if they're just not going to subscribe, then fuck it, I'll just put my whole, I take this whole thing right here, my whole upsell path, like this piece, and I just throw it next. So then I just leave them, and now they're going to that main offer, it's $47, and do it. So, I mean, and I did this all day long. No, it was only one guy out of, you know, 312 people that said no. Like, I won't let you do this to me. I'm like, oh, damn it. But because now I'm just like, because my whole thing is, you know, that's the way I look at it. Now, to me, if I'm looking at the internet marketing community, and the one thing that I have known and I'll kind of share is, I mean, this works. But I want to share with you something that most of you guys might not have thought of, specifically in internet marketing. When it comes to internet marketing, what I've found, and I found over the years, the most hottest topics out there are typically going to be number one's always going to make money online. So if I had a choice, and think about this, they're there because they want to make money online. But if I had a choice, to pick a thing, I usually pick something that's going to be the hottest, you know, the big thing, and you know, that my people are most interested in. Make money online is really hot, the hottest thing, and traffic's probably online traffic is the second. I would put the second biggest seller when I look at when I mail my list and they buy stuff, and when I look at pretty much everybody that I stare at when they buy stuff, you know, online traffic is the second biggest thing. So the reason I say this is because I want to actually prove a point here. Or I want to say a point. This is what I found, like specifically, like my list and a lot of guys that I analyze their list. These are the two biggest, hottest topics. So, you know, making money online and anything to do with traffic. So, guess what? That's exactly what I ended up fronting my opt-in. My first opt-in page is about this page right here. And this is one thing that I started doing, and I found this works really well. And I learned it actually from launches. Is that I take this one was about make money online. And what I say to myself, and this is where a lot of guys, because I split test a lot of stuff, and you know what I was thinking about it, you know, a lot of people, when they set it up at exit pop, the way they think about the exit pop is, well, let me just say whatever I said here a different way. And I was like, that's so fucking stupid. Those people just said they didn't care about making money online. It might be something else. Like to me, and I found this actually will increase my opt-in rate, what I'll do is this opt-in page number one is about making money online. If they say no to this and they leave and they exit out, then guess what this one is about? Online traffic. So it's a radically different thing because I know when I split test, I split test radicals. So I split test, you know, a radically different look and feel, a radically different thing. And what's the best radical thing for me to test? And it was, you know, I'll take this one, which will be online traffic for me. And so if you're in a different market or a different niche, just think about that. It's like, what's the two hottest things? And your exit could be a radical that you have there that's really hot inside it. So mine is online traffic, which is my second one. And then when they leave, this one's actually my offer is about traffic. So, you know, but basically, you know, that's how I do it. Now, I can get up to, and actually you guys will get to see, you guys be able to calculate my numbers based upon how I do my scoring mechanism. You guys can see some of these people are just sick. I mean, they're scoring. I have a 100-point scale, and they're scoring outside my 100-point scale. So I have to be getting up to 60, 70, 80% sometimes. You know, you'll see with the different providers are different, but 80% just by doing this alone. And I'm able to monetize those people as soon as they come in. Go ahead.
And the headline, which headline? What sort of headlines are you using to drive that?
For which one?
From the solo ad.
What headlines? Well, we'll get into. I mean, what do you mean? Like, when you say headlines, what do you mean?
The headline.
Right here on this page. The headline, the subject line.
Yeah, subject line.
Oh, we'll go over that. I just want to give you like right now before you get in solos, like you got to have a place for them to land, right? And like I kind of heard some people like sound like you're kind of new and never really done anything and probably didn't even think about. You got to like actually send people to a page. So I wanted to make sure that we were clear. Go ahead.
Have you got the URL for that so we can actually go and look at that process?
No.
You don't? Okay.
You can't have it.
No, I meant you'll...
Yeah, I understand. No. I'll pay you know how you can't have... I mean, I don't want you to go through my shit. For $5,000, but not for 27 or 190, whatever you paid. So, you know, no. Can't look at my shit, but it just gets, I mean, as long as you have that your concept, that's important, because what's most, you guys get more than your money's worth when you get my freaking data. But conceptually, what we really want to do is, but does everybody understand, you know, kind of think about, like, you've got to, I mean, when you're driving this traffic in, you got to drive them somewhere, but I really would like to, what you really want to think about is, to me, especially if I'm buying traffic, where's the money leak? You know, I can jack up my take rate or my, you know, the people that I'm getting really, really quickly through here. But you also got to understand that same exact concept that I showed you, that whole funnel process on here, the same exact thing happens here, same exact thing happens here. Actually, what's the funny thing is they're all going to that one thing. And so that's how I run mine. Sean's going to get into his. Like, Sean will share you all his stuff, and you can learn about his. He's willing to do that. I'm focused on the front end. So, but always think about, and one concept to get in your head is always think about is where's my traffic leaks, where's my money leaks? Like, I mean, I literally, that's like a big question I ask myself all the time. Where's my traffic leak, where's my money leak? Where's the traffic leak, where's my money leak? I look at my company, too. Where's my money leaks? Where do we got to plug the holes? all the different times. What's not being paid attention to, you know? And so we can keep things in view. But does everybody conceptually understand this? All right. And I think it's really, I think it's one thing, and it's one thing a lot of guys typically don't do is they typically don't they try to, a lot of times, and you can, of course, if you're testing, you want to test it out, but a lot of times what I have found, which will increase my take, well, especially, my opt-ins on my opt-in pages, is having an exit that's radically different. And just because if you think about it a lot of times, especially if you split test the hell out of this one, some reason a radically different one is going to work. Give you an example and just kind of give you this idea where actually that whole concept came from me. I really don't pay attention to anybody else. So if somebody else does this, it's fine. But let me just tell you how I did it. I was running an offer. Actually, it might have been the undercover commissions offer. Actually, I ran it as a kind of launch. And I started noticing I was running some exit. I had some exit pop traffic, or I was running exit pops off it. And I said, you know what? If they're not going to buy this, I wonder. And I created this offer called "How to Make Money Online with My Daughter." And it was if my 12-year-old could do it, then you can too, kind of thing. Which my daughter was making a couple thousand dollars a month with. So it was I documented how I taught my daughter how to make a couple thousand dollars a month when she was 12. So it was how this 12-year-old is making $3,000 a month. So I said, if these people are coming here for traffic, if they're not interested in traffic, I just reversed the order. So this was online traffic. And then I said, if they're coming here for traffic and they actually aren't buying, then, they probably want to just make money online. So I just reversed the order, and freaking crazy. We actually sold more off the off the OTO than we did off the freaking main offer. So that's the only reason why I did it. I just reversed the order here, which is to make money online and online traffic. Now, the one thing to realize, of course, many of you guys probably have opt-in pages or built lists or done stuff. The more mass market you make it, the easier it's going to be to get people in. The more targeted you're going to make it, the more, a lot of times the more dollars, the more you're going to be spending. Not saying you're going to spend the same amount, but it's just going to take more to get people in. So the more you put them into a more you box the thing up, the more it's going to happen from there. And my way around it, and just so you guys know, what I do is I've actually broken up. I actually have one specific GetResponse account for my solo world, and then I have another account for more of my pure stuff, like this one. A lot of you guys are probably my WSO buyers or on that WSO world list. You are so separate from my other stuff. But then I just keep on migrating people over to my other account. So, that's kind of how I do it. You can do it any way you want, but I really, I kind of separate things out. So, from there. So basically you got to have a place. The big thing is you got to have a place to land. After lunch, Sean's going to come back in and really go through he's going to share with you his numbers, what he's doing. He's actually front-ending, his front end is a free piece of software that he gives away. So he gives away a free piece of software. We could probably argue about the fact, we could argue about different things, but the one thing is he's really good at monetizing the back end. I'm really good at bringing the traffic in. So that's why I'm not going to spend that much more time on this stuff unless there's any questions. But the fact is, you can't just go out and buy solo ads if you don't have a place to send them. So I just wanted to talk about that and let you know later. Sean's going to come in and share all his stuff. Okay? So is there any questions so far just kind of, on that? You just got to really be thinking about where the hell you're going to send these people and what are you going to do to get them, John?
So do you split test every single link?
I split test every single thing I do. Yes.
Change the offer if it's not converting.
Yeah, yeah. And for me personally, I just rotated that out. It's really easy because I just rotated that out. The Meta redirect, in there, I just changed. That's where I had my. I was using HyperTracker, but to do my tracking on that one. But I test, now when I test, getting into testing real quick, just give you guys my conceptual thing. So in this process, let's go back to this one. When I'm doing testing, when I test the first page, as the traffic comes in, I test through the traffic flow. So where I think that, I don't know everybody's concept, but to me it's the most logical thing to do. I test, as traffic comes here, I test here, then I test here. And then once I have this nailed, then I test through out here. So I move in the traffic flow of the traffic. that the traffic goes, and that's how I keep on testing, because they'll never get here. I mean, and you get this, if you've been around for a little while, but, you know, like, some people spend too much time back here, but if you can't get this to work, then this isn't going to work, you know. So to me, I've always tested here, and actually I test here, then test here. So, I mean, my whole thing is, let me get as many people to this first. So I'm actually testing up, and then I test back in the flow of the traffic. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'm always testing. I mean, and I test radicals, look and feels. Like, for me, you know, you can sit there and stare at my stuff, and it says pretty much the same thing, but it says in so much radically different form that you're just like, wow. Like, I mean, I don't know how, you know, it's just radicals. You know, and the one thing, if you guys haven't figured this out, when it comes to a lot of, especially specifically opt-in stuff, what I found for me personally, like in all my testing, and I tested a lot, I found the ones I wouldn't want to show my mother are the ones that actually work the best. So, you know, and the way I look at it, it isn't the page that, you know, typically this is, I'm buying solos. My whole job, like, there is no ego when I'm buying solos. Like, I really don't care. Like, I'm not looking for the prettiest page, and I want to have the best graphics and all this other shit. You know, my pages are probably the ugliest shit you ever seen in your life. You know, like, my mom, I would not show my mom. You know, I would show her the pretty one I got hidden somewhere else, you know, that I tested that didn't work. You know, I'm like, Mom, this is it. You know, this is what I'm doing. You know, like, that's the one I show mommy. But the ones I actually, it's really a joke, because I literally, when I actually sit down and craft my pages, I literally was like, let me make this so ugly that I won't show my mom. Like, I literally, that's why I say that, because I really write like that. And then the ones that actually I do that I want to make, and then I'll actually say, when a radical would be something so ugly I wouldn't show my mom, the other radical is so something so pretty I want to show mommy. And, like, literally that's how I look at it, and the ones that are usually the ones I want to show mom never work that well. I mean, it's going to convert at like 18% or 9%, you know, it's like something like crazy low. And then the other ones that are just ugly as hell, like, I wouldn't even want to show anybody. Those are the ones there that work the best for me. That's for me personally, and that's what I found through all my stuff. So I do go radical look and feel, radically different on it. And then I test radicals throughout. So what I mean by that is, this is going to go radical. I'm going to go radical here. I'm going to go radical throughout the whole process. This offer is going to be two different radical things. Because if you guys know anything about, like, if you are testing, but we're not, this isn't a testing course, but the fact is, in testing, you know, the way to get radically different, or the way, you know, to me, I'm not, most internet marketers out there, and I was saying, I spoke at JVZoo event, like, a couple weeks ago, and I just went off on everybody about how stupid they were, with the fact that people say they're split testing when they're not, they're just optimizing, you know, like, taking a, you know, people think, like, split testing is, like, changing your headline and all this stuff on a page. That's not split testing to me, that's optimizing. You know, split testing to me is take a radically different page versus a radically different look and feel page, and that's a true test, because you're going to get radically different results. You might have one doing 18, another one doing 36%. You know, if I'm getting slight variations in change, which would be a headline test typically, you know, yeah, I get a, you know, 1% or a point, you know, whatever percent, that's not a radical, and plus, the other thing is, that's optimizing. I'm just optimizing a page once I get on page and start doing that. That's the way I look at it when I'm testing. So I'm still testing radically different look and feels, you know, when I am doing stuff. So in radically different offers here. Like, I actually had, I mean, radically different things. And then once I identify which one's working the best for me, then I just go with it. And then I start, you know, and then I go into the optimization, the, you know, split testing the headline or whatever the hell is on the page. Here is actually a video. And actually the headline actually on it. You know, and more plain Jane, actually. Actually, that one I got down to, like, not much graphics. I took a lot of the graphics off, and it really, really is working well. And we pop these all day long, too. So on some of my buyers, I pop them. I mean, and when I do, it's game over, because I probably spent $497 for, you know, whatever the, you know, 1,000 clicks I bought from the guy. Typical, when we're getting into the traffic, just to kind of share with you guys, typical out there, you're probably going to buy. There's a lot of the guys out there. Most people in this market, in this community, even if we're looking at it, can't send over 1,000 clicks. You know, any JV guys knows this. I mean, if we go look at if you're doing a launch, you know, the average person isn't going to send, you know, 1,000 clicks. So typical buys, and actually I will give you guys the data on, you know, how much you can do. I will tell you, you're pretty much, I mean, one thing to know is there's not many people out there, and individuals that are selling right now in the marketplace that really over 2,000. There's not many. There are some, I'm just saying, but there's not like, you know, a big pool of them. But if we actually look at, you know, the people that are actually doing shit in this community anyway, there's not many of them either. So from there. So anyway, just to be clear on that, you know, just kind of giving you an idea for sending them through. So getting into the solo specifically, unless there's anything I needed to answer.
I have one question. Do you also split test what's on the day the email goes out?
For
that's
who? I do for my stuff, but I can't control I can't control solo ad for a provider sending out at a certain time.
I could barely
get a solo ad provider to actually send the day I bought. I mean, you'll find when I rate. I mean, I bought enough to know that I'm babysitting, which I babysat enough that you don't have to babysit. I'll just give you the good kids, right? It's like here's the good kids. Use these. But the fact is, yeah, you can't. That's like unrealistic. It's very unrealistic unless you really know that person, and you know you have to be sleeping with them or something. I can't think of any other way it's going to really happen. So anyway, when it comes to solo ads, I mean solo ads specifically, I'll just tell you there's not many. I mean, I will tell you you are looking at if you want to get massive amounts of traffic, there's not many guys out there to provide it. You know, I'm talking like, you know, if you want to look at buying 10,000 buys or 50,000 buys, 100,000 buys, there's not many people out there doing it. There are some guys that can kind of be your broker, and you can get brokers to actually manage the stuff for you and do the brokers, you know, kind of thing, and deal with it. But a lot of times when you are doing solo buys, typically you're going to look, I mean, the highest rate you're going to get is about 2,000. However, I would like to state one thing is that what I found, too, is a lot of the littler guys actually are bringing in the best conversions. The biggest uptake, the biggest take on my upsells, the biggest, you know, I'm making more money back from a lot, sometimes the little guys. That's really true. Although, like, a guy like me and some of you guys that are in this room, like, yeah, I don't want to deal with little guys. You know, it is one of those things, like, I saw so much money from the little guys that I actually turned somebody in my office into a solo ad buyer. It was that important for me to be able to like pay somebody to actually go out and actually do this stuff and entrust them with my PayPal account. So a couple things out there to realize. Now when we're going into solo, when we're talking about solos, I just want to kind of tell you how I typically do it in my buys. We'll go through and kind of look at things. But when I'm buying, when I'm going out there and buying, and I'm doing it. I'm typically purchasing. I'm looking to on my first buy. So on the first buy that I do, I typically go in, and all these guys are going to have ranges. You know, they'll have different offers, and I can show you some right now. But there's different offers and out there that they have. So they might have like a, you know, 100 click order, 250 or 100 click, 150 click, maybe a 250 click, a 500 click, a 1,000 click order. Now, when I do my first buy with somebody and I'm buying from them, typically what I'm doing is I'm buying a 100 click order, at least 100 click order. One thing that I found just through testing and everything else, and if you guys ever done email marketing, you'll probably know, the moment you get to about 100 clicks is the moment you probably make a sale every time you send an email. And so, you know, like when people are less than 100 clicks, it's not a lot. If you guys know anything about the law of large numbers, it's not a big enough. Underneath 100 clicks is not enough numbers to even make it happen. Now, 100 clicks, and I want to be clear, 100 clicks buy is only going to give you a good opt-in rate, because 100 clicks is only going to tell me good opt-in rate. Now, if you've got a page, and you really want to think about this, to be able to find out if a vendor that you're buying from actually is going to make you really good sales, a 100-click order isn't going to really give you this answer. Not a good statistical answer. A 100-click order is only going to give you how well they're going to convert, like for your opt-in page, because it's 100 clicks. If you think it's 100 clicks, let's say it went 30 people opted in. Let's just use 30 as an easy number for my head. So that's 30 people coming through. That means 30 people saw your offer. That's really not enough people to give a good enough analysis to see if you're going to be able to get a good take rate. Does that make sense? So 100 click, just because you're buying 100 clicks here doesn't mean you should expect here. If you're buying, like, let's say, a 1,000-click order, and then you get 300 people coming in, now 300 people coming through this, now you're going to be able to get a better feel for the guy, for that provider. Does that make sense? I just want to be clear, because a lot of people are like, you know, I went out and I bought solos, and I'm not making sales in the back end. I'm like, well, you're buying 50 clicks. And 50 clicks, what did you get? You know, send 10 people, opted in, 10 people went to your page. I mean, 10 people, that's too small of a number for even to give a true indication if that's right. Does that make sense? Like, I want to be clear, like, there is such a thing as called the law of large numbers, and, like, at that moment, like, 7 and 30 doesn't make sense. So when I do buy, and that's the reason I wanted to bring that up, typically a lot of times when I do buy based on that actual concept when I do buy, my first buy that I buy, I typically am buying 100 clicks just to get a good feel of that person before I go big. The biggest issue that I made at the beginning was like, oh, well, shit, you know, like my shit works, I'll just go and buy. And I wasn't thinking like these assholes are probably screwing me. Or I had to wait forever for these people. So, but basically 100 clicks, I buy 100 click order. Now, when I am buying, and actually get rid of this, when I am buying, I'm actually really just seeing how my opt-in rate is. And I'm also seeing, you know, how well, I can't really truly evaluate the traffic based upon opt-ins, but I can still get a good indication how they are against my average, you know, my typical average. So I'll buy a 100-click order just to know a couple things, but I'll tell you about that. But I buy a 100-click order, and when I am buying it, I'm buying 100 unique clicks. 100 unique clicks to make things happen. So I'm always aiming for 100 unique clicks. You know, whenever I'm doing it, some guys say it, some guys don't. And also, I say 100 clicks, and let me be clear here, it's 100 clicks or minimum. And what I mean by that is, some guys don't sell 100 clicks. So if the lowest one they have is like 250, then I'll go buy their 250. But I'd never go below 100. Never. Like, don't buy a 75, 50. Don't even waste your energy or your time. That's, like, not going to be able to give you anything. That you're not going to be able to get any good data. So I'm going to buy 100 click or the minimum. So if the guy has, you know, if I'm on there and it says 250 is the lowest, I'm going to buy the 250. Then, you know, buy the 250 just to give me a good bearings what's going on. I'm going to buy unique. I'm going to aim for unique clicks. And, of course, like we all would want, typically, unless it really made sense, but we want to make sure that I would want somebody that's selling in the top, you know, that has, you know, a lot of people in the top five countries. In the top five countries, you know, which if you don't know what those are, it's U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and I probably spelled it wrong, but it's Australia. And then for my New Zealander. U.S., U.K., sorry. Who's the fifth? 1, 2, 3, 4.
China?
No, I did Canada. U.S., U.K., Canada. Yeah, I think it is New Zealand, actually. There's one that's not on here, but I put it in my head whenever I'm doing my thing. Outside of buying solo traffic, everybody discounts Singapore. God, I buy Singapore traffic all the time. But anyway, I aim for people that can provide me these. However, to give you guys a good indication of average, if we're looking at specifically internet marketing this, the average list out there, 65% of the people are going to be from these countries. If we analyze like everybody's accounts, and I've used to run a hosting company and was able to analyze a lot of accounts and everything else. But the if we look at everybody's accounts, typically these are going to be the top five countries, but it's going to be about 65%, maybe 75%, maybe sometimes 85% of their list is going to be from these areas. The rest are going to be from all over the place. So we can't dictate this typically when we are dealing with the mass market of sellers. Ideally, I would much rather be able to geo-target them, but it's really going to jack up my price on my buys. But if you do find a good provider, later on you could always probably go back and see if you can geo-target and stuff like that. But there's right now there's not many guys that will actually sell you like U.S.-only traffic or U.K.-only traffic. If you do, there's a few out there, but there's not like it's not in the mass market. But I do want guys that will, you know, guys that are going to be sending me traffic from U.S., U.K., anything outside of that really doesn't make sense for me. You know, Singapore does make sense, but I buy 100 minimum. Singapore does make sense, but in Malaysia may make sense. But 100 opt-in, I mean, 100. I'm going for a 100-click order. I'm looking for uniques. I'm looking for the top five countries. Is typically what I'm aiming for when I am doing it. On my first buy, I just want to be clear. That's not my second buy. And I go through a whole process. So on my first buy, 99% of the time when you're buying from somebody, you're going to pay with PayPal. So you are going to – it's a PayPal payment. I will tell you one little trick that I do or one thing that I do when I do pay somebody. I'll go through a mock one and walk you guys through, but I just want to give you guys a clear thing. But when I do pay, I always clear my PayPal balance in my account, and then I go and pay with my credit card. The reason for that is because you're going to find – well, because you'll find because solo ads are a service, if you go and fight and say, this person didn't deliver, PayPal is going to – you're going to lose PayPal-to-PayPal conversation. But if you use your credit card – and then select your credit card as a funding source, and then pay, you'll go and win. It's because PayPal is not going to fight America's Express, Visa, or whatever, Discover. So I always do that as my secondary insurance to ensure that whoever I'm buying from is going to make sure or is going to actually deliver. Because there are people out there that, you know, well, I've ran into that they get, like, we give people grades, but we grade them and they have Fs. Means that they either haven't delivered in a while or I've got a lot of outstanding money going on right now with people that just haven't delivered. So that's why I do that to cover my ass just in case something happens. So I'm going to pay with PayPal. I pay with PayPal on there. But top five countries. Now, so typically I'm going for 100 minimum order just to give me a feel. And plus, because 100 minimum order is not going to cost me much to go and test the traffic. It's going to give me a good test on opt-ins. If I do pop a sale on a 100-click order, shit, that guy I'm going to go back to probably hard. But typically, what I want to do is give you my process that we go through in my head, and then I'll go through some mock ones with you guys to give you guys a better feel. But I want you to understand this. I go and buy a 100-click minimum in the first buy one. I go back if it meets my criteria. I'm going to give you guys my rating and grading criteria, how I do it internally in the office. I look at it like how could somebody like dumb as a box of rocks, quite honestly, I'm just going to say this here, like not saying my assistant that way, but I got to think about my Filipinos and everybody else. So I'm like, how could somebody so dumb that doesn't know anything be able to make smart decisions? Like that takes a lot of thinking. So I'm going to share with you like here's my rating and grading scale so that it's like for them they can just look, they can say, oh, grade equals if number equals X, then buy. If number equals less than X, then don't buy. So we actually have a scoring system for them to know what to do. But buy one, we go in and buy. I rate and grade the traffic using my system, which I'll show you. Then we come back in, and then for my second buy, for me personally, now everybody has different amounts of funds they can spend. For me personally, I don't really give a shit. If I kind of nailed it here, I'm going to go big time. So I go to the max. Like I personally buy max here. I buy max here on this. So I'm doing a max buy, whatever they've got, because it's typically 1,000, 2,000 clicks. So it's like to me, it's you know, it's like $450 to go see if this guy's going to be good. I know I'm going to get a shit ton of opt-ins. So I figured, well, hell, I'll just go ahead and go for it. So I go max buy. Then what I'll typically do, so I go max buy, same exact thing, but first buy is 100 just to feel them out. Then I go max buy. At this moment, this is when the real true decision makes, is basically what happens is if they meet my criteria versus my rating and grading, which I'll show you guys, on if they because they match, they met one piece here, they meet it here. If these two match, then I put them on monthlies. And so what we do is we actually go back and we buy on a monthly buy. So we have we have three actual spreadsheets in our office. We actually use spreadsheets still. But we have one spreadsheet for our first buys, one spreadsheet for our second buys. If first buy, second buy match or almost similar, then we go for monthly. Now, I want to be clear on one thing, is when I do buy one and buy three is a 30-day difference. And at least for my monthlies are always 30-day difference. Typically, here's one problem with the marketplace, is the fact that they're not as smart as us here that know we got to go buy traffic. Like these guys are selling, some of these guys sell traffic, but they don't go back and replenish their traffic. So at least 30 days allows me, and especially the other thing is they can get numb with your if you're sending them the same page. We don't want to numb them. Like if they saw it once, I don't want them to see it again for another 30 days, because in 30 days, if you guys know and you have, you know, buyers on you have people that bought from you or you have people that subscribe from you, you do know, like, people forget they subscribed the day they subscribed. You know, like, people forget they opted in the day they did. But some people do remember, but there are people that forget. So after 30 days, everybody's forgotten. And then I go back and buy again. So I typically, this is month one, month two, and by the third month, I have my monthlies. But this keeps on collecting every month. So we go out and find new vendors. You know, every month we're finding new vendors. The next month we find new vendors, plus we're doing this. The next month we're finding new vendors. We did this. We got people on monthlies. We keep on going through this process every single month. Does that make sense? So I actually am collecting. I'm going through and I'm collecting and collecting and collecting my monthlies. And so as my monthlies go up, now I've got my monthlies that I'm going to keep on going buying from. These are the guys I'm going to be building relationships with even more. These are the ones I'm going to be able to go back and work deals with. These guys, because at this moment I have leverage too. I've already bought from a couple times. I've probably bought from them monthlies. I was actually dealing with it. Now my assistant does, and I told her, I said, these people here are your best friends. Like, just take care of them, talk sexy to them. I don't care what you do. Like, get me some good traffic and make sure they put me in the queue faster than anybody else when we need traffic. You know, it's like, I mean, like, these are, it's like your JV partners. I mean, these are like your top JV partners right here is who they are, if you're actually looking at it from one of that angle. But these are people, these are my monthlies. You know, and then we have monthly buys. And we keep them on there, and we just continuously buy them monthly, and every month those keeps on rising. Does that make sense? Go ahead. I'm going to give you access to my first part. I'm going to cut out this part. Not for the price. I mean, you give me $500,000, I'll be gladly to give it to you. But no. Yeah. Great question, but you're not going to get it from there. So, but the fact is, I've got this. I'm not going to give you anybody my monthlies. You can figure it out probably by looking at my rating and grading, but I'm not going to tell you exactly who they are. I got to keep some things for myself because they don't fuck me. Because, I mean, if I actually told you, then all my monthlies aren't going to be able to buy my monthlies. And if some asshole in this room is probably going to go and put it in something and put it on the internet, and then I'm really fucked. So, yeah, I mean, I'll just tell you, like, please, when I do give you my shit, like, don't make a WSO on it, or don't, like, freaking put a launch on it, or I will be probably flying back here to kick somebody's ass. And I actually can. I'm pretty good at fighting. I was Golden Glove champ at one time. I actually was ranked number 33 in the nation. I don't look like it now, but I actually, as long as my shoulder doesn't go out, I'll be good. But I'll still beat you with my left, so it'll be all right. the U.S. Marines wanted me because I fought so well. Go ahead.
I believed in what he was doing, so hence it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. So, but does that make sense though? Is, you know, 100, I do 100 click, I do the minimum just to get a feel so I can kick out the tire kickers, right? Now I know who I'm dealing with. I go in the second one, if I rate and grade, which we're going to go, I'll show you guys my rating and grading. Don't worry about it, I'll give it to you. And then I move into monthly. So that's the flow that we go through. So this, as this goes, you know, it's every month. I mean, every month there's one of these going on after 3 months, of course. So month one's here, month two's here and here, month three is here, here, and here. And we just continuously go, and all I'm doing is I'm just collecting these guys. And as I collect these guys, then I go from there. Does that make sense? All right. Why don't we do this, because I really need to use the restroom. Why don't we take a 10-minute break, if that's cool. Take a quick 10-minute break. I'm going to go use the restroom, so if I can actually nobody talk to me while I go, that'd be great. and then we'll be back in here about 10 minutes. 10 minutes.